This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On Hope 103.2, such a pleasure to have with us from Who Gives a Crap, the co-founder and head honcho himself, Simon Griffiths. Good morning.
Morning. Thanks for chatting. It's great to be on the show.
So I don't know if our producer Ali gave you the heads up about what happened on our show earlier in the week, but we got into quite a heated debate about toilet paper and household uses of it, whether it's embarrassing or not to carry the big bulk packet through the supermarket. And we had a number of people give us a call about you guys and just how good the work that you're doing is. For those who aren't familiar, explain the concept of Who Gives a Crap.
We sell environmentally friendly toilet paper here in Australia, and we use half of our profits to build toilets in the developing world. So every roll that we're selling is providing someone with access to a toilet for a week.
How did you guys get the idea off the ground?
I think, you know, really for us it all started when we had spent a bit of time in the developing world and, you know, all individually realized how huge the sanitation problem was. So basically, you know, for those that aren't familiar, 2.4 billion people, which is roughly about 30% of the entire world, don't have access to a toilet. And this, you know, is something that is kind of hard to understand or imagine for, you know, for us living here in Australia, but it creates these huge problems and basically results in diarrhea-related disease that fills half the hospital beds in sub-Saharan Africa and kills about 1,400 children under the age of 5 every single day. So it's a massive problem that's hugely widespread. And the really nasty thing about it is that no one likes to talk about it. It's always been the elephant in the room when it came to development aid issues, because toilets are a bit icky and gross. And, you know, as your listeners were talking the other morning, it's kind of embarrassing in many ways to talk about it. And so we saw there was this awesome opportunity to work with a product that we all need and use it to help people in need and start engaging people in a conversation around the sanitation issue in a way that was really fun rather than it being kind of disgusting and gross.
And that's kind of been what I noticed most about your sort of organization. And even if you go to your website at whogivesacrap.org, there really is such a flavor and tone of fun. So that's obviously been quite an intentional thing then.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we also sort of looked around at what was happening in the toilet paper landscape and realized that everyone else was just talking about puppies, pillows and feathers, which are obviously completely unrelated to toilet paper. And so we thought, you know, let's kind of actually talk about what the product is there for, but do it in a way that's fun and enjoyable rather than just, you know, skirting around the edges.
And what kind of impact does having access to, because the way that it works, as you mentioned, is that obviously as we purchase the toilet paper, funds go to WaterAid, which does build toilets and provides good sanitation options for communities that need it. What sort of impact does that have in communities on the ground then?
It's really transformative. So, you know, this is the places where WaterAid, we're doing work with WaterAid, are typically these very regional, rural environments, which, you know, the individuals that are in those environments don't necessarily even have an understanding of why it's important to wash your hands, or maybe have never even used a proper toilet in their entire life. And so we're going in and doing a big education piece, but also providing access to clean water, usually for the first time on a reliable basis, and then toilets as well. And so those three things together really, you know, are very transformative in that environment. So it's, yeah, it's been quite amazing to actually see the work firsthand and get an understanding of how that can change lives.
And you're about 4 years in now. So looking back, what have you seen as being kind of some of the biggest wins thus far?
I think, you know, we're growing very quickly still, which is totally amazing because obviously, you know, the more toilet paper we can sell, the more toilets we can build, which is really why our company exists. So that's been totally awesome. And at the end of last year, we worked out that the toilet paper that we'd sold to date was enough to provide 120,000 people with access to a toilet for a year. So that was a huge milestone for us.
It's absolutely incredible. And one of the things that I love about your story as well is that this isn't just the first time that you've picked kind of, you know, mixing entrepreneurialism, if that's the right word, with something social based. Why is this kind of field and area a passion for you?
I guess, you know, I kind of throughout university was studying economics, which is obviously very market based, and kind of got funneled into a traditional corporate career, but really found that what I was actually interested in was not business problems, but social problems. And so I kind of backflipped and I did a bunch of work in the developing world with different development aid organizations, but realized that the skill set that I had wasn't actually that useful in those environments. And so what sort of happened was I kind of discovered that what I wanted to do was use, you know, these business skills that I'd developed at university to create businesses here in Australia and different parts of the developed world, but use the proceeds to solve the social problems that I was really passionate about. And at the time, no one was doing it. It was something that, you know, seemed like it was a very logical next step in the way that businesses should be thinking about their products and what their customers are interested in, but no one was in the space. And so we kind of jumped out there and, started a couple of ventures prior to this one. So a non-profit bar here in Melbourne where we sell different beers and wines from all over the developing world and use the proceeds to fund development projects in each drink's country of origin, and that's called Shebeen. And prior to that, we had a click-to-give and search-to-give website called ripple.org where you'd see a piece of advertising and the revenue that that advertising generated was donated to a charity that you'd selected.
Why do you think that there is a kind of a growing attraction to people having ideas and making a business out of it? Because as you say, like, it was a relatively rare thing to see when you first kicked off, but more and more there's so many young people particularly who are thinking, hey, I don't just want to go into the traditional career and work stream. I want to be able to combine my passions with what brings, you know, money home at the end of the day. Why do you think that is?
I think that, you know, young people really do have a kind of want to give back and to make change and do something really positive. And probably for the first time ever, people are starting to understand that it's possible to earn a financial return with a business, but also still have that positive social impact as well. And so we're really seeing this space kind of blow up as businesses are becoming successful and showing that it's possible to have this kind of silver bullet solution, so to speak, to both create a financial return, but also create a really positive social return as well.
That's fantastic. So as we finish up then, for people who are either on the one hand looking to find out more about Who Gives a Crap or perhaps have got an idea and they're looking for that next step in getting it off the ground, what's your recommendation for them?
I think to find out more about Who Gives a Crap, jump on our website, which is whogivesacrap.org. And if people are thinking about how to take that next step and work out where to go to next, we always recommend reading The Lean Startup, which is kind of like the Bible for how to get ideas off the ground and make things happen. And definitely look around and see if there's anyone else that's doing something similar to what you're doing and maybe see if you can go and work with them and learn from them in order to, you know, get to where you want to go a bit faster.
Simon Griffiths, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. You have a great day.
You too. Cheers.